From WHQR Public Radio in Wilmington, North Carolina, it's the Coastline Candidate Interviews. I'm your host, Rachel Lewis Hilburn. Brunswick Regional Water and Sewer H2GO, popularly known as H2GO, is a water and sewer utility in Brunswick County that serves the northeast portion of the county, including Leland, Belleville, parts of Nevassa, and some customers located outside of those municipal boundaries. H2GO serves over 10,000 water customers and nearly 6,000 sewer customers. The historic growth rate for the service area, according to H2GO, is about 2.5% each year. But last year, the customer base rose by more than 3.5%. And the utility says it expects a similar growth rate going forward. And they say they expect their customer base to double within the next 25 years. H2GO currently buys finished water from Brunswick County Public Utilities. Since 2011, H2GO has worked towards building its own reverse osmosis plant. Constructing a $30 million plant is controversial, with opponents concerned the project is not necessary and would saddle consumers with higher utility rates. On this first edition of the 2017 Coastline Candidate Interviews, we'll meet two current members of the H2GO Board of Commissioners who support moving forward with the RO plant, and will meet one challenger candidate who strongly opposes the project. Each candidate will talk one-on-one with me today, answering my questions and yours. There are two ways to get your question in during the live Wednesday show. You can email us at coastline@whqr.org or call us at 910-343-1138. The phone lines are open now. And remember, each candidate appears in only one segment. Today's candidates join us in an order randomly chosen before the show. Joining us now is Carl Antos, current H2GO board secretary. He has served three terms and is seeking a fourth. He supports building the reverse osmosis plant. Carl Antos, welcome to Coastline.
Thanks for having me and having the rest of the candidates.
Explain for us, first of all, why reverse osmosis is such an important option from your perspective. Why do you support the plant?
Well, as it turned out, we started out in the very beginning looking at the economics of the whole thing. And with the growth factor that was facing Brunswick County Utilities, we began to search for our own water treatment plant. We finally realized that reverse osmosis was probably the best and the least expensive way to go. Things have changed dramatically over the last couple of years. We've been finding out that there's more and more contaminants in the water, maybe as many as 3,000 or 4,000. Most of them are unregulated. Most of them are unknown. As you saw in Friday's newspaper, three more culprits have shown up. And I haven't had a chance to research who they are or what they are, whether they're harmful or not.
And you're talking specifically about the discharge of Gen X by Chemours and the two other byproducts.
There's more to it than Gen X.
Right.
When I first got on the board, I realized that even though I had headed up a environmental group on Long Island, and our main thrust was water on Long Island, I had to polish up on a completely different system here. So I began attending just about every conference, convention, and what have you. And very often I met some of these wonderful people that are overseeing our, in our example here, the river and rivers and lakes across the United States. And they began to not so much whisper, but they would mention, stay away from surface water.
Are you talking about the River Keepers organization, like Cape Fear River Watch, which is?
Oh, you talk about wonderful people there. They're mostly young folks. They have important positions in DEQ and places like that. And even they had, I guess the first true alert I had was a young lady that, everybody's young to me, I'd seen her make presentations locally and statewide, and she was always upbeat and what have you. And this was about 2 or 3 years ago. She came out and she started talking about something that was called 1,4-dioxane. At that time, we were on the what's called the unregulated contaminant monitoring rule system. There were 30 contaminants that we had to monitor and follow, and one of them was 1,4-dioxane. When she spoke of this, she, instead of finishing in an upbeat fashion, she seemed a little depressed at the findings because it hadn't been it's unregulated, and consequently it was not studied to the degree that, say, arsenic or something like that would have been studied.
And this is something, we're seeing this a lot now. We're learning about all these emerging compounds that are so far unregulated by federal entities or state entities. But knowing that, this is still a huge cost. And Brunswick County, of course, has talked about expanding their own coverage area and their service. Why not just, and Brunswick County is also, of course, seeking a solution to these emerging compounds. Why not just join forces with the county utility?
Well, the only people that I'm responsible for, unfortunately, is the 10,000 water customers that we do have. We have a cure for the problem. We're the only one in this area that can cure that problem for perhaps 25,000 people.
And you're saying the reverse osmosis is the best solution that we have for that technologically.
It's the only solution.
So what about the 900 residents or so who have signed a petition asking you to wait until after the elections to move forward on this? People are concerned about the funding of this and what it could mean for them in the future.
Okay.
Are you waiting?
I think that the people out there in the in the public are unaware of the fact that this fiscal year we will spend $1,800,000 on what's called finished water. Turns out that the water's really not finished, and that's not the county's fault. It's who knows. It's a tremendous enterprise to begin to look into this. We've been at this RO plant since 2012. For many years, we could have held our meetings in a closed closet. No one showed up. Suddenly, we've had this pushback on this, and we've studied this.
And doesn't the pushback largely come from people's concerns about funding? How would this reverse osmosis plant be funded? I mean, $30 million is not nothing for a customer base of 10,000.
Everything that I'm going to tell you is backed up by independent entities, be it the state or people that we had asked to take a look at this. We engaged an outfit called Raftalis, who's made this. They've made similar studies 54 different times, so they're sort of in the groove for taking a look at these problems. This year, like I said, we're going to spend $1,800,000 for the finished water. That is over and above what it's going to cost to build the plant and pay for it. We're in a growth factor. I don't know how long that the growth factor is going to go up and down. That's just the way it is. But it's going to be on the rise till we've reached our total customer capacity.
So how will you pay for that $30 million plant?
Okay, we won't be paying the county $1.8 million, and we won't be paying them at the end somewhere around $3 or $4 million for the what will probably be in the neighborhood of on peak days 8 million gallons.
So then
800 million gallons of water. I'm sorry.
It's a lot of numbers. So we're then shaving off $5 or $6 million. So where does the $25 million come from then to fund that plant?
It's every year we'll have to make a payment. That payment will be constant. It'll be at approximately 1.5 to 1.6. As we go down the road, if we stay with the county, those rates will be rising. Our rates will remain absolutely the same.
How can you say that? How do you know that your rates will remain stable?
We Graf Talis has told us.
And this is the consultant that you've engaged.
Absolutely, yeah.
You're listening to the Coastline Candidate Interviews. We're talking with H2GO's current board secretary. He supports building the reverse osmosis plant. Carl Antos is with us, and you just have a couple of minutes or so to get your question in at 910-343-1138. You can also email us at coastline@whqr.org. Jane writes, H2GO began looking at an alternate water source 6 years ago, proved to be a sharp decision with the recent discovery of Gen X and other contaminants in the Cape Fear River. Why do you think there's continued opposition to the project? I asked you about these 900 or so people who signed the petition saying, please wait till after the election.
It's an emotional response, not an educated response, unfortunately.
So you're saying to these people, 1% of the customer base, or 10%, I'm not doing the math right, you're saying to them, you're just not educated?
They're being told by certain people things that have been maneuvered. We have not seen their facts and figures, and we have two members on our board that are from the opposition. As I said, we're being attacked by the water that we drink. Dr. Larry Calhoun, who's an oceanographer from a professor at UNCW, he refers to it as a toxic cocktail. And as I said in the very beginning, I had people telling me there's something wrong, but they couldn't expand on it because these are unregulated, and no one knows exactly what harm or good they're doing us.
What are the potential negative environmental impacts from this reverse osmosis plant?
Somewhere along the line, we're going to find out that something's piling up within our bodies from drinking this water. I don't drink it anymore. That will cause either liver or kidney damage. That seems to be where most of them attack.
I'm talking about the environmental impacts of the actual plant. I mean, there's going to be a wastewater discharge that goes into the Brunswick River. Can you tell us about that?
Okay, we have what is called a National Pollution Discharge Elimination System, NPDES permit. It's been held up by the opposition. They've petitioned the state. And we're slowly chipping away at that because the water that we're going to be discharging is brine. There's brine in the river, and it is exactly at the same amount that our discharge will be, the same amount, percentage of brine that is in the Brunswick River at this time. In other words, it's like you're making spaghetti and you've got a bottle of ragu that you're cooking and you realize there's not enough and you pour more ragu in there. Doesn't change anything except the capacity.
And, of course, the town of Leland is one of the opponents. They're challenging the permit partly on the grounds that not enough analysis was done on less environmentally impactful alternatives to this plant.
They've just lost that argument just last week. Anyway, I was asked by – I was chairman of the planning board for 5 years three out of the 5 years that I was on the board. And the town manager at that time and the mayor hounded me and hounded me and hounded me, tried to get on that board to shut them down. I went over, I took a look at H2GO. There were some problems with the board members in their process and procedures, or lack of policy. In other words, there was a lack of written policy. And they were operating under the same rules back that when they first started back in the 80s. There were things that had to be changed, and as a board member, I pressured, and we did change the board. Now the board is operating just as they're ordered to do by the federal government, period.
Recently, your board, the H2GO board, proposed putting RO systems in the four Brunswick County public schools it serves. Where is that proposal now, and who would pay for that? That is the music, which means we're on the way out. You're listening to the Coastline Candidate Interviews. Today we're meeting three candidates for the Brunswick Regional Water and Sewer H2GO. Joining us next is Don Yowsey. Carl Antos, thank you so much for being with us today.
It's over already.
Yes, it's very fast. You can call us at 910-343-1138 on this Wednesday and ask your own question of our next candidate, Don Yowsey, or email us at coastline@whqr.org. I'm Rachel Lewis-Hilburn for Coastline.